Welcome, everybody. If you can go ahead and make your way to a seat, I encourage you to come up forward. There's some seats up here. That'd be great. Welcome to Camp Day Chapel. We're so excited, and I just want to thank every camp that's represented here. Thank you all for coming out. Can you please raise your hand, camp representatives? And let's just give them a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do and for being here and just sharing God's love with so many. We're so grateful for that.
Our theme in campus ministries and in many chapels this year is grounded. And we've invited two students and one camp staff visitor to reflect with us this morning, short reflections on being grounded in faith at camp. Grounded in faith, grounded in Jesus, grounded in God's love, grounded in knowing who we are and whose we are and what is ours to do in the kingdom of God. And so first we have Nathaniel Nisley. Come on up, Nathaniel, so you're ready. And then Abigail Shelley. Nathaniel served at least a year, maybe longer, in an internship at Kenbrook Bible Camp. And the photo that will be up while he's here is from that camp. And then Abigail Shelley has worked at Pine Lake Fellowship, and they're both of those camps are here today. And finally, Chad Strasbaugh, Program Director for Adult Ministries at Spruce Lake will come, and then we'll close with singing. Also, after the chapel, there are s'mores stations set up on the table right back there. We got the idea from Bruce Emerson and Pioneer Catering, so s'mores snack afterward.
Good morning. So if you're here, you probably love camp just as much as me, or maybe just as much as me. I really love camp. I'm Nathaniel. As you said, I worked at Kenbrook for two summers, and I did an internship there over kind of the off season. And when it comes to this topic of camp being a place where you're grounded in, two main thoughts kind of came to mind. So the first one is about how, like, when you go to camp, especially as a student, but also as a counselor or someone else in another position who works at camp, it can be a really big mountaintop experience. What I mean by that is a spiritual high where you really feel connected to God. And that's a great thing. That's a really good thing. But it's hard to sometimes carry that back with you. But being grounded in camp, kind of what I see that at is taking those experiences, those mountaintop experiences, and using the things that you learn from those times over the rest of the year until you're back in that place. At Kenbrook, a lot of people talk about how when you first get on the drive to camp, you're excited about it. When you first get in the driveway, you hit the gravel and you just feel like you're at home. And that is like a huge sense of being grounded and knowing where you're at and knowing that God is really in that place. But being able to take that back with you is what I really consider being grounded. The second part of being grounded, this only applies to, I guess, if you've worked at camp or you've had an experience with the staff, is kind of the community base. So if your camp is anything like mine, the community of staffers is really important. I don't know much about other camps, but we spent the New Year together. We spent some time over Christmas together. They're a second family. So being grounded at camp really means that having those connections with the other people on staff and really making sure that you're keeping them accountable and they're keeping you accountable. That's a huge part of really being grounded in your faith in general. It's just having those people to walk by you throughout your life and hold you to those things that you profess while you're at camp on the off season for however long you're away from camp. Whether it's your last summer working at camp in they interact with you for the months to come, the years to come, and keep those connections. So I think that's a large part of being grounded.
Good morning. As Brian said, I'm from Pine Lake, which is a camp in Mississippi that I've worked at for the past 4 years. And when Brian told us that our theme this morning was about what it meant to be grounded at camp, The first thing that came to my mind, the first stories that came to my mind from camp, were times that I was totally not grounded. Like the time the camper told me what the sunrise looked like because they had stayed up all night to watch it. Or shaking shorts and clothes from trees in the swimming area because they somehow got up there. Or the sound of a loud crash of a 3-gallon jar of pickles that had crashed in the cabin. Or that camper that falls out of the boat 3 times, the third one the least convincing, which usually involves an accidental leap out of the boat. Now, these are funny and superficial stories, but when moments like this and others, like when a camper comes to camp crying, or when you see the brokenness of a home in a fireside conversation, we have to remember why we're there and what we are grounded in. When I think of my why I'm at camp, I think of the reason why Pine Lake was started. In the 1960s, Pine Lake was born out of a vision that all different kinds of races from Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana can come together and can live in union with each other. Keep in mind, this was before schools were even fully integrated. Before schools were even fully integrated, the ambition of a small group of young adults that were grounded in faith that the love of God and the story of Jesus has the power to work and reconcile races could be done while experiencing nature and each other. So that was 50 years ago. 50 summers later, this summer, I stood in front of our pavilion ready to receive my new campers for the week. I found myself, while I was waiting, thinking about the most recent headlines I've read regarding polarization and tension in our country, and specifically that region: gunshots, jobs lost, riots, politically, socially, and racially. Although strides towards improvements have happened in the South with racial relations, I was reminded of the relevance to this day of our mission at Pine Lake: reconciliation through love. As my campers and I marched into our cabin for the first time, I shared with them our one main rule for the week: to love and to be loved. That is what they were expected to follow before anything else. Differences in my campers were obvious at first, and they were noticed by the girls and said by the girls. The way people talked, some with slang, some with not, the kind of clothes they wore or the kind of hair they had. However, when any conflict arose between them regarding differences, they were all reminded, why are we here? To love and to be loved. We ate our first meal together. Then we played rec together. We overcame obstacles and ropes course, kind of together. Tensions rose. To love and to be loved, we reminded them. Be grounded in love. The week went on. We shared our hearts and our tears over the campfire. We even shared dry clothes and towels when a storm hit the vulnerable clothesline. And soon enough, conversations began to change. It wasn't about different hair or words or who your mom or who your dad was or who you lived with, but about the hey, me toos, and the discussion of Bible stories we heard during Bible study, and the laughs and giggles over shared new experiences. Instead of walking the black and white lines between my girls' preconceived notions of what was right and wrong and good and bad, we started swimming in the gray, murky matter. Within a week at camp, my girls had accepted and rooted themselves in a new normal: to love and to be loved. As many of you know, camp is a really, truly magical place. Between the heat, the crazy schedule, the unexpected mishaps, or the heavy conversations, it humbles you and forces you to be rooted in something deeper than yourself. And I hope so many of you get to experience or have experienced this before. But maybe you haven't, and perhaps you never will. But I think we all need to be reminded that camp is not the only place for this kind of community to be the new normal. My hope for each of you is that as you take your personal experiences from camp, the stories you've heard today, or your stories from within your dorm, that you can begin to dream with me what it looks like for us to be grounded in community, inclusion, and reconciliation. What it would look like on this campus, in your workplace, in your dorm room, or even at camp this summer. I urge you to continue to fight in the most pacifist way possible, to be grounded in faith and love wherever you find yourself today, tomorrow, or in May or June or July. So whether at a hot, sticky camp in Mississippi or on the streets of Harrisonburg, I pray that we can remain rooted so that we can only begin to comprehend the depth and the breadth of God's love.
Good morning. How do you follow that? That was good. Thank you guys, both of you guys, for sharing about your camp experiences. My name is Chad. I'm the program manager at Spruce Lake Retreat. I specialize in adult and family programs, which is really interesting because as we consider camp, as those stories we hear about camp, I feel like you guys obviously had experiences sleeping in a cabin or a tent with kids that are younger than you, and it created for fun, wonderful experiences together. And that's a big part of camp ministry. It's a big part of Spruce Lake's heart, especially with the statistic. Have you heard this one? About 85% of Christians come to faith in Christ between the ages of 4 and 14. So there's a target group. There's the target group that our overnight camps are hitting and that we're going after. I'm thankful for this opportunity to share this morning, and I want to share going with the theme of grounded in faith and talk about how God has grown my faith and what he's doing in the ministry at Spruce Lake that encourages others, if that's okay with you guys this morning. If you're with me, just give me a head nod, okay? I need affirmation, so good. My favorite song this morning was the call and response song because it gets us going back and forth together, so that's good. Spruce Lake, pointing people towards Jesus Christ is our theme. Two things that impact me personally that I've been taught is, one, if it's Christian, it should be better. We have a message that changes lives, that gives hope, that declares freedom, and that goes further than our lives do on this earth. And if it's Christian, it should be better. And the other thing is at Spruce Lake, we work as if it all depended on us, but we pray and we hope because it all depends on God. That significance. An example I want to give you guys is at Spruce Lake, we're blessed with an executive director, Mark Swartley, who, how can I say this without making him look bad, is a retired businessman, and he is a Christian and following hard after Jesus Christ, but he is not a pastor, okay? He would not tell you he has the heart of a pastor. He has the heart to love on people and to show them Christ as any other Christian would do. But he doesn't think like a pastor. He doesn't act like a pastor. He acts like a businessman. Are you guys with me? Give me another head nod. Okay, good. We're going good. And the rule, number one rule he took away from his business career is never do two capital campaigns at the same time. Right? Okay, camp. That laugh was practically an amen from a Mennonite camp guy. That was beautiful. So never do two capital campaigns at the same time. And we've had a big vision at Spruce Lake for our wilderness camp that's been out there for over 50 years. They sleep in tents on platforms, no cabin, no indoor gym. So when it rains, it pours. You guys ever been at camp when it rains? So it's still fun, right? Because you're a kid. And then you get home and your mom smells your clothes and she goes, where did I send you for a week? So we've had a vision of a big capital campaign of building a gymnasium out at our wilderness camp. And we started on that vision, and we started by praying, and we started by designing, and then once we got a number in mind, we started asking God's people to consider what God is asking them to do. In that same time, Spruce Lake has had the benefit for many years of using a nearby mountain. We don't own the mountain. It's owned by a group of kids. I'm pretty sure their parent owned it, and then it got divided among them. And we've rented it from them for years. As we're doing this campaign for building a new gymnasium, something we need, because as Christians, if it's Christian, it should be better, and providing good facilities is a big part of camp. Are you guys with me? Give me another head nod. That's good. Okay. So in the process of raising support for this, the family who owns the mountain comes to us and says, we're ready to sell the mountain. And because of prior agreements, Spruce Lake has first right of refusal. Do we want to refuse purchasing the mountain when our camp depends on it so greatly, when we believe this mountain makes our ministry, allows us to serve these campers and every guest that sets foot on our camp better? No, we don't want to. So with prayer and with consideration and with conversation of our leadership, we are now running two capital campaigns at the same time. You guys remember what I said? We're not supposed to do that, right? So you're with me? Good. Okay, so here's how it works, okay? We sit back and we watch God work. We worked as if it all depended on us, but we pray because it all depended on God. And in case you didn't know it, scripture says God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, okay? This is no big deal. The mountain is already his. It's just who has the deed to it right now. And I'm convinced God doesn't really care about the paperwork. That's just my personal view. Are you guys with me? Okay, good. Here's the deal. God has blessed, he has heard the cry of his people. He has heard the cry, I believe, of each camp here in this room, that as we pray, as our heart's cry is to simply point people towards Jesus Christ, he has answered the call that he has placed on each of their lives. And one thing I love about Spruce Lake is nothing's a secret. We give praise to God when praise is due, and we cry out to God as a community. When we need to cry out to God. And God has blessed. I want to allow you guys to celebrate with us. But basically, to date, the gymnasium that we need to raise more than $3 million for, God has blessed us with $1.4 million to start that project. And we will break ground in August. And then the mountain that has the purchase price of $1.4 million as is, just in the last month, one person, one single soul, wrote a check for $1 million for Spruce Lake to purchase that mountain. I feel like clapping and giving praise to God. Are you guys cool with that? Yeah, good. Guys, take away from this, staying grounded in faith, okay? It's not about what we do. We work as if it all depended on us. But my director, who spends time praying with donors and knocking on people's doors and visiting people who have supported Spruce Lake for years in the hospital, can say he did not do anything for this money. He can't see any tangible reason of why someone would do it. And the truth is, it's all because of God. Staying grounded in faith. Guys, take some time today, and we're glad you're here this morning, but stop at these tables. All of us camps, I believe, are trying to put together the best team to reach people with the message of Jesus Christ and find out what you can do and what opportunities you can serve. And thanks for letting me share this morning. Thanks, guys.